There's a difference between hype and durability. In the last few months, OpenClaw has exploded across developer circles. From GIT Hub Trends to Viral X Threads, it's been called everything from the future of AI agents to just another wrapper. Some teams are building internal workflows around it. Others are buying dedicated machines just to run it locally. But hype doesn't matter in enterprise environments. Stability does. Security does. Repeatability does. So instead of reacting to noise, we did something simple. We ran OpenClaw in real-world, production-like conditions for 6 months. Not a weekend experiment. Not a Twitter demo. A structured, monitored, enterprise-style evaluation. Here's what we found. Why test OpenClaw at enterprise scale? Most early reviews focus on novelty. It sends me daily reminders. It manages my to-do list. It feels like a real assistant. That's impressive for individuals. But enterprise-grade software must answer different questions. Can it handle persistent workloads? Is OpenClaw security sufficient for sensitive systems? How reliable is OpenClaw installation in controlled infrastructure? Does OpenClaw setup scale across environments? What happens when things break? That's where this test begins. Our 6-month testing framework. We structured our OpenClaw testing across 5 pillars. Infrastructure stability. Security architecture. Operational reliability. Configuration management. Scalability under load. We deployed OpenClaw on dedicated VPS infrastructure, not laptops, used containerized environments, enabled firewalls, isolated tokens, and logged every system event. The goal wasn't to play with it. The goal was to stress it. Month 1, installation and initial friction. The reality of OpenClaw installation. Let's start with the honest part. OpenClaw installation is not plug and play. It requires server provisioning, SSH access, Docker setup, environment variable configuration, token integrations. For a developer team, this is manageable. For a non-technical enterprise department, it's friction. We documented 12 installation attempts across environments, 3 config corruption incidents, 2 broken dependency chains, 1 complete rebuild after a failed Docker update. Is that unusual for early stage infrastructure tools? Not necessarily. But enterprise software needs predictable deployment. Right now, OpenClaw still requires technical maturity to install cleanly. Month 2-3, stability under daily workload. Once stable, we moved to real usage. We ran scheduled cron jobs, continuous heartbeat monitoring, multi-agent workflows, cross-app integrations. What worked? OpenClaw's architecture is elegant. The modular file system, sol.md, user.md, memory.md, allows behavioral customization at a granular level. The heartbeat loop is genuinely powerful, proactive monitoring that feels closer to an operations assistant than a chatbot. In controlled scenarios, the system generated daily reports, flagged urgent emails, drafted documents, maintained memory logs, coordinated tasks across integrations. When stable, it felt ahead of most agent tools. What broke? But this is where reality matters. We experienced browser timeouts, session drops, token refresh failures. agent hallucination loops. 2. Execution inconsistencies. 1. Pattern stood out. The system sometimes believed it completed tasks it hadn't. In enterprise environments, false positives are dangerous. A missed follow-up email is an inconvenience. A missed compliance action is a liability. Reliability improved over time, but it required supervision. Open clause security, the enterprise question. This is the section most blogs gloss over. Let's not. 1. Credential storage. By default, OpenClaw stores tokens and API keys in configuration files. If your VPS is compromised, those credentials are exposed. For enterprise use, we implemented SSH key-only access, firewall restrictions, isolated app accounts, separate Google/Telegram credentials, private networking, Tailscale style zero trust. Without these hardening steps, OpenClaw security is not enterprise ready. With them, it becomes viable, but still requires careful governance. 2. Persistent privilege risk. OpenClaw maintains ongoing access to connected systems. That's what makes it powerful. But in enterprise environments, always on access must be audited. We enforced role-based separation, token rotation policies, weekly credential audits, log review automation, OpenClaw logs activity, which is good. But enterprise-grade platforms typically provide built-in audit dashboards, policy management, access controls per department. OpenClaw currently requires you to build that layer yourself. 3. Prompt injection exposure. This is the quiet risk. Because OpenClaw reads emails, calendar entries, files, and web content, it is vulnerable to hidden malicious instructions embedded in external data. We simulated injection attempts. Result: some were correctly ignored. Some triggered confusing internal state loops. None caused catastrophic execution, but risk exists. In an enterprise deployment, you must sandbox command execution and restrict terminal permissions. Without guardrails, it's risky. With guardrails, it's manageable. Scaling OpenClaw across teams. Enterprise-grade software must scale beyond one user. We tested multiple agents, multiple personas, separate business units, parallel workflows. The good: OpenClaw handles multi-agent coordination surprisingly well. Each agent can have dedicated memory, unique integrations, isolated tasks, scheduled automation. Conceptually, it resembles an internal digital workforce. The limitation: what's missing is centralized orchestration. Enterprise systems need cross-team dashboards, user management, permission tiers, resource allocation control. Right now, scaling OpenClaw across departments requires architectural planning. It's not a turnkey enterprise SaaS. It's infrastructure. Cost analysis after 6 months. Here's what surprised us. Running 2 always-on agents with moderate automation. VPS, $6.20/month. LLM usage, $2.50/day, model dependent. Total monthly cost, $120/200. Compared to traditional SaaS stacks, that's competitive. Compared to enterprise automation platforms, it's extremely affordable. but cost savings are meaningless if operational overhead is high. OpenClaw reduces tool sprawl, but it increases infrastructure responsibility. Where OpenClaw feels enterprise grade. After 6 months, here's where it truly shines. Heavy checkmark autonomous scheduled execution. Heavy checkmark persistent contextual memory. Heavy checkmark deep customization. Heavy checkmark local or VPS isolation. Heavy checkmark multi-agent orchestration potential. The Heartbeat architecture alone is more advanced than many AI assistants. When hardened properly, it can support structured operational workflows. Where it's not there yet. Let's be direct. OpenClaw is not yet fully stable without supervision. Zero config deployable. Governance ready out of the box. Compliance certified. SOC 2 aligned. It requires technical skill, monitoring, debugging tolerance, infrastructure literacy. That disqualifies some enterprise teams, but not all. So, is OpenClaw enterprise grade? The honest answer. It depends on how you define enterprise grade. If you mean install and forget, zero maintenance, fully audited SaaS. Not yet. If you mean highly customizable AI agent infrastructure that can be hardened and scaled with proper engineering oversight. Yes, with constraints. OpenClaw today is enterprise capable, not enterprise polished. There's a difference. For most organizations, launching OpenClaw is just the beginning. The real challenge is transforming a powerful open source agent into a stable, scalable, business-aligned AI system. That transition from experimental infrastructure to production-grade deployment often benefits from structured AI engineering support. Globazoft AI focuses specifically on helping businesses design and deploy adaptive AI systems that move beyond initial setup into reliable, real-world implementation. From open-source agent to adaptive AI system, where Globazoft AI fits. Our 6-month test showed one clear reality: deploying OpenClaw is infrastructure work. But turning that infrastructure into a reliable, scalable AI system requires structured design, optimization, and integration. This is where Globazoft AI aligns with enterprise AI adoption. Rather than focusing only on tool deployment, Globazoft AI supports businesses in building adaptive AI systems that function consistently in real-world environments. AI agent development. Design and deployment of intelligent AI agents built to streamline customer support and internal operations. These agents automate repetitive processes, reduce manual errors, and improve response efficiency across workflows. LLM and knowledge base, powered chatbots. Development of context-aware chatbot systems that combine large language models with internal knowledge bases, enabling business-specific, accurate responses for both customers and employees. LLM testing and fine-tuning. Structured testing and optimization workflows to improve model performance, enhance response accuracy, and reduce hallucination risks in LLM-driven systems. AI/ML pipeline replication. Replication and standardization of successful AI pipelines, allowing organizations to scale automation consistently across departments and operational environments. AI/ML consulting. Strategic support across architecture design, model selection, cost optimization, and long-term AI implementation planning. AI/ML integration. Integration of AI agents with existing enterprise systems, including CRMs, databases, and communication tools, to ensure automation works within established business infrastructure. In practical terms, OpenClaw can provide the automation engine. Globazoft AI focuses on structuring, optimizing, and integrating that engine into a business-ready system. That distinction matters when moving from experimentation to enterprise deployment. Explore Globazoft AI now. Who should deploy it right now? Best suited for AI forward startups, infrastructure native teams, innovation labs inside enterprises, DevOps heavy organizations, teams building internal automation platforms. Not ideal for non-technical departments, compliance-heavy industries without sandboxing, teams needing guaranteed uptime SLAs. The strategic angle most people miss. The biggest shift we observed wasn't automation. It was workflow transformation. Once agents run reliably, humans stop switching apps. Reporting becomes proactive. Context lives in a single system. Decision cycles shorten. The UX isn't polished yet, but the direction is clear. OpenClaw isn't a chatbot. It's an early-stage agent infrastructure. And infrastructure matures. Final verdict after 6 months. OpenClaw is not hype. It's also not magic. It is powerful, experimental, risk-aware, infrastructure-heavy, future-facing. With a hardened OpenClaw setup, strict OpenClaw security practices, and disciplined OpenClaw testing, it can operate in structured enterprise environments. Without those, it's a playground. The question isn't whether OpenClaw can be enterprise grade. The question is whether your team is ready to treat it like enterprise infrastructure. Because that's what it demands. And that's why we'll keep testing. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. 1. Is OpenClaw ready for enterprise production use? OpenClaw can operate in enterprise environments when properly hardened and monitored. However, it is not a plug-and-play enterprise SaaS solution and requires technical oversight, infrastructure planning, and security controls. 2. How secure is OpenClaw for business systems? By default, OpenClaw requires additional security configuration for enterprise use. Proper VPS hardening, credential isolation, token rotation, and restricted execution environments are essential for secure deployment. 3. What are the biggest risks of deploying OpenClaw? The main risks include configuration errors, persistent access privileges, prompt injection exposure, and false task completion signals. Without monitoring and guardrails, operational risk increases. 4. Do businesses need expert support to deploy OpenClaw? Not always, but for production-grade deployments, structured AI system design can significantly reduce risk. Organizations often work with firms like Globazoft AI to design adaptive AI systems, optimize LLM performance, and integrate automation into existing enterprise infrastructure. 5. How much does it cost to run OpenClaw long-term? In our 6-month test, running 2 always-on agents cost approximately $120-$200 per month, including VPS and LLM usage. Costs vary based on model selection and workload intensity.